You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Service took a slightly different form in Davos, Switzerland, where economists, bankers, and world leaders kicked off their annual meeting to talk about what to expect from the global economy in the coming year. The glass is not, shall we say, half full. Political uncertainty, ongoing trade disputes, news today that China's economic growth is its slowest since 1990, all suggest that a contraction may be upon us. Here is the Straight Talk from International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde from a press conference this morning.
The bottom line is that after 2 years of solid expansion, the world economy is growing more slowly than expected.
Okay, but so what does that mean? Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a look.
Trade tensions, a U.S. government shutdown, faltering Brexit negotiations. There's not a whole lot of stability in the world's leading economies. Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says he thinks Christine Lagarde and the IMF are actually underestimating how much growth is going to stagnate.
The IMF is reluctant to dramatically reduce its forecasts for fear that it will be criticized for triggering.
The agency lowered global growth expectations by 0.2% this time around. And Lagarde did say that the outlook doesn't mean a global recession is around the corner. But Neil Shearing at Capital Economics in London says this slowdown is different than in the recent past.
What makes this different is the fact that the three major regions of the global economy, China, the US, and Europe, are all slowing in synchronicity. They're all slowing together.
America's steady growth has been taken for granted since the financial crisis, but Maurice Obstfeld at UC Berkeley says that's not the case anymore. He thinks the trade dispute with China is a major factor.
So there's a negotiation going on between the two countries, but if that doesn't lead to some sort of agreement, there could be pretty dire consequences for China, for the U.S., and for the global system.
President Trump set a 90-day deadline after meeting with the Chinese president last month, but it's unclear what will happen if a deal isn't in place by that deadline in March. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.